The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So then, I always wanted to welcome you again to this Wednesday, midway through our theme of Dharma Samadhi. And the theme is tranquility, a theme often associated with silence. And now I get to fill the silence with sound. There's a saying in Buddhism that if you want wisdom, then become tranquil first. In that wisdom is associated with the mind. If you want wisdom, first become tranquil and relaxed in your body. That these two things go together, that tranquility is a tremendous support for our ability to see clearly, to see wisely, to be creative, to be intelligent, to be kind and compassionate. And the Buddha said that one of the ways to the food, the nourishment for tranquility is tranquility itself. And what that means is that if your awareness can absorb, take in, experience whatever tranquility that is here, don't overlook it, don't be distracted from it, but to take it in, then that becomes the food or the condition for the growth of further tranquility. So to take a meditation posture that allows you both to be alert and tranquil and at ease. And the combination of these two, alert and at ease, is because these two are going to merge as meditation gets more developed. That the most easeful, clear, alert mind is also a mind that's quite tranquil. And the deepest forms of tranquility come with an alertness, a clarity of mind. So taking a posture and gently close your eyes and right off, can you experience or feel or find where for you there might be some calmness now, some tranquility? Some sense of ease, being undisturbed. Even if it's a very small little corner of your experience. Or perhaps it's almost on the edges of your, just beyond the edges of your body. Or maybe you find it deep inside, still, quiet, tranquil place within. And as you exhale, perhaps you can settle into that tranquility. Perhaps as you inhale, you can open to what is calm for you, in spite of any agitation that might be here. Allow the agitation to be in the periphery, so that agitation can be itself, and you meet it, you hold it with calm, ease, being untroubled by what's difficult. And then becoming sensitive to whatever might be calm or tranquil in the experience of breathing. Is there anything in the whole process of breathing or of being aware of breathing that feels tranquil or calm? Perhaps if you quiet your thinking mind, maybe not trying so much to understand or figure out with a thinking mind, you might feel a little bit more, some degree of peace or tranquility that might be here. And it doesn't have to be strong. Can just be hints of it. And then with that, whatever calm you have, as you exhale, softening the muscles of the face, sometimes when we relax the muscles of the muscles become a little less agitated, more easeful or tranquil. And as you exhale, relaxing the shoulders. As you exhale, softening in the chest, maybe releasing the diaphragm, and perhaps softening the belly. Releasing the belly. And maybe there's also a global way of, as you exhale, to relax the whole body. To release the edges of the body. To release any way that you're bracing yourself. Let it soften. Resistance is a form of agitation. To move towards peaceful tranquility. Is to release the resistance. And now again, notice what within you feels calm or tranquil. And if there still remains some place of tension, maybe around your thinking or your emoting, you might take the chance to let that relax and soften. So perhaps there begins to be a little bit of tranquility of mind as well. The place where the mind is not preoccupied or excessively concerned about something, but that place where the mind can be at rest. And for some of you, you might find some moment of greater peace or tranquility or stillness at the end or near the end of the out-breath, or just before the beginning of the in-breath. Or you might feel it in the whole slide of exhale and the rising of the inhale, in the rhythm of breathing. Gently, tranquilly, allow your breathing to breathe through or with whatever feels calm within you. And whatever is calming, allowing what's calm to be calming for the mind, the heart, and the body. If you're thinking, notice how that's agitating, or that it's more agitating than a place where there is no thinking, or that within you that is calm or tranquil. Entrust yourself to the tranquility within. Trust it. Breathe with it. Let go into it. Make room for it. As we come to the end of this sitting, you might reflect upon how when we're agitated, that we often don't see clearly, we often don't behave wisely, that it's more difficult to think clearly, feel clearly, when there's a lot of inner disturbance and agitation. When the agitation is settled, when we're calm and tranquil enough, then it's easier to see clearly. It's easier to speak wisely and kindly. It's easier to act appropriately. And maybe most important, or very important, is that when we are calm and tranquil, it's easier to convey our love and our care, our friendship. That's hard to convey accurately if we're agitated, tense, stressed out. And sometimes people we meet, all they need or what they value is that someone is present for them. And to be present with someone is enhanced if we can be calm and still and tranquil. If we know how to attend in a full, calm way. One of the great vehicles for caring and loving the world, compassion, is our ability to act and feel with a calm place, unagitated. And one of the reasons to develop tranquility, develop tranquility in meditation, so our meditation clearly supports our ability to care for this world, clearly supports us in being able to support others, be helpful, be kind, be friendly, be caring. Meditation that doesn't somehow have as part of its motivation to bring a caring attention to others will always be a meditation that stays to some degree agitated, resisting something deep. And so at the end of meditation, to set the intention that on this day, in these next 24 hours, may it be in a relaxed, unforceful way, without obligation. May it be that your ability to speak calm supports you in making the life of someone else a little bit better, a little bit more easeful and safe and happy. May it be that as you're calm, the best qualities of your heart has a chance to help you gaze or see or feel the world in kindness. So your heart's wish might be, may all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from all afflictions. And may all beings share together in caring for each other. May we all be free enough to care.